Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, friends. This is Aaron Ash for today is February 27, 2011. It is time for the new book of life.
Difficulty, tears, storms, this is what I do.
Afternoon, good evening, good day. No matter where you're listening from, no matter what day you're listening, time of day you're listening, this New Book of Life. This is Aaron Ashford, your host, and it's just a pleasure for me to be here with you. If this is your first time listening, thanks and welcome. And continue to listen to the New Book of Life. Call someone else and invite them to listen to the New Book of Life. If you're a regular listener, thanks and welcome back. Call someone else. Encourage someone else to listen to the New Book of Life. We pray that your week has been a prosperous one. We pray that your week has been filled with the blessings that God has manifest for you to this point. Congratulations, because you've made it to this point. That means God's not finished with you. That means the purpose that he has for you has yet to be fully revealed and come to an end. Congratulations, you've made it. You've made it to this point. Scripture today is from John, it's from James, starting at chapter number one. Verse number two, consider it wholly joyful, my brethren, when you are enveloped in or encounter trials of any sort, or fall into various temptations, various tests. Count it joy. You're chosen for this. Whatever it is that you're going through right now, whatever it is that you're striving with right now, whatever it is that you are, yes, struggling with right now, whatever you're having a tough time with right now, guess what? There is no one on the face of this planet who can handle that particular trial, who could handle that particular temptation. No one else but you on this planet that can handle that. God knows it. And that's why he placed you here at this time for this very reason. So that when you come out of, when you come out of this trial, when you come out of this temptation, when you come out of this time, you have a testimony and you can tell someone else how you made it over, and you can tell someone else how they can made it, how they can make it over, and how they can get through this thing. That's the testimony that you have. And like Kirk Franklin said in his latest single, smile, even though you hurt, smile. God loves it when you smile. People love it when you smile. No matter what you're going through, smile. You're listening to the New Book. You know, don't make today about you. Don't make it about you. Praise God. Worship God for everything that you have. Praise Him and worship Him. Doesn't matter what your circumstance is. You could be newly married. You could be newly engaged. You could have your first child. Your first child could have been born today, this week. Your last child could have been born today, this week. You have that new boyfriend. You have that new girlfriend. You have a new job. You've launched into a new career. You're still excited about the college degree that you have that you earned and that you graduated with in December. You could be excited about the GED that you earned. Congratulations about that. You could be excited about the fact that you're graduating college in May with whatever degree that you have, whatever level, bachelor's, master's, doctoral, doesn't matter, high school graduation, you'll have that diploma. Don't make that all about you. Because it wasn't just you that got you through that. You lose your job. If you've lost your job, don't make it about you. Maybe, just maybe, whether you were laid off, whether you were fired, whether you chose to go, maybe, just maybe, there was a temporary provision. You love the job, fine, but you're gone from it. It was a temporary provision. Well, I have every right to pursue wrongful termination? Maybe so. Take that to God. The Holy Spirit will lead you in the direction that you need to go concerning that and move on. Go on. But don't make this, any of this, don't make today about you. I'm coming to you on Sunday. So my bent is go to church this morning and have your souls filled with divine food. That's what God wants you to do. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 26 and verse number 10. And now, behold, I have brought the first fruits of the land which thou, O Lord, hast given me. And thou shalt set it before the Lord thy God and worship before the Lord thy God. First Chronicles, chapter 16, verse number 29. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. In the beauty. Worship God in the beauty of holiness. If you don't give yourself to anything this week, give yourself to the Lord this morning. Give yourself to the Lord today. This is the day God has made. First, this is the day God has made. This is the day the Lord has made. Rejoice and be glad in it. There are no qualifiers there for being glad in this day other than he made this day. What are we to do? Rejoice. Don't moan and groan. Don't grumble about your present circumstances. Don't necessarily celebrate your present circumstances, but rejoice. Why? Because he's God. And he has you here for a reason. He has you here for a purpose. I will continue to say that to you because I'm talking to myself. I've recently gone through some stuff and still facing some stuff. But I'm going to tell you the truth. You got to know me. I didn't grow up a fighter, but if I could fight right now, and I'm too old to physically fight anything or anybody right now. But let me tell you something. There were times when I really wanted to fight certain circumstances, fight situations, fight people even. I had a friend call me several years ago. I was getting ready to leave the house and go knock somebody out, just knock them in the mouth. But I had a phone call at a crucial time that stopped me from doing that because the way I would have fought that person and beat that person down. Let me see, what is today? Today is February 27, 2011. I'd have just probably got parole tomorrow. I'd have had that phone call not come. You understand what I'm saying? God will send situations. He'll send people into your life to help you do what? Rejoice in the name of God. And it is the reason. That's the reason. Your situation is the reason you need to go to church this morning and worship God and get out of yourself. Your circumstances, that's the reason. the joy that you have right now, the happiness that you have right now, whatever you're celebrating, that's the reason you need to go and give yourself to God this morning. Lift him up, not you, not your wife, not your situation. Lift him up in praise and worship. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. John chapter 4, verse number 24. Worship him in spirit, and worship him in spirit and in truth. Leave your stuff behind, because if you bring it with you, now bring it with you, lay it at the altar, give it to God. That way you can worship in truth. True worship, that's what God wants from you. True worship. Make today about him. Whether you're listening today, Sunday, whether you're listening on Saturday afternoon, whether you're listening Thursday morning, first thing Thursday morning, make today about God. This is the new book. Paul said in Philippians chapter 1, verse number 6, and I am convinced and sure of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will continue until the day of Jesus Christ, right up to the time of his return, developing that good work and perfecting and bringing it to full completion in you. But let me tell you something, that can happen, or that will be hindered, if you continue to look upon your circumstances as hopeless, as if you continue to look upon your situation as one that, well, I knew I'd hit this wall, I knew I would be here, people told me that. No. God has a plan for you, plan to advance you, plans for your welfare. He's got good things planned for you. Your future is bright. Your future is a good one. Paul says in Philippians chapter 3, starting at verse number 13, I do not consider, brethren, that I have captured and made it my own, yet. But one thing I do, it is my one aspiration, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the supreme and heavenly prize to which God in Christ Jesus is calling us upward. He's saying, forget those things that are behind you. Don't dwell on those things that are behind you. Don't dwell on the circumstances that are there. Circumstances, those, it's just a starting point. It's not where you end up. Your circumstances, that where you had to have a starting point at some point in time. Your mama could have tried to abort you, but God saw fit that it did not happen. Okay? He saw fit for that. Things happen in life, but it's merely a starting point. So you forget those things. Now, can you forget them and they totally just leave your mind? Yeah, some things can. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Why? Because as you are pressing forth, you make your mind up that this one thing that I do is forget what lies behind and strain forward to what lies ahead. I've run a marathon or two, 26.2 miles, and you train, you should train about training runs, excluding the 26.2 miles of the marathon, should be 400, 500, could be 600 miles that you train in all for that one event, for that marathon event, 26.2 miles. But let me tell you something, at various stages in that race, what happens is you have to go one step at a time, 1 mile at a time. But when you see that finish line, when you see that last 2/10 of a mile, that point two, ask a elite marathoners, you can ask those who have run their who've only run one. The toughest part of that race is the point two. But let me tell you something. You forget the previous 26 and you are straining forth. It doesn't matter if you run the thing in 2 minutes and 10 seconds, 2 hours and I'm rather 2 hours and 10 minutes, or if you've run the thing in 6 hours, you get to that last 2/10 of a mile, you see that finish line, and what do? You strain forward. And when you're done, when you look at the entire training process, you don't look at it with regret. You don't look at it with trepidation. No, you look at it because you have accomplished. And whatever it is that got you here, you've had some accomplishments along the way. But keep straining forward to what lies ahead. Press on toward the goal to win the supreme and heavenly prize, which is God in Christ Jesus. 10 seconds left. You've been listening to the new book. May the Lord bless you and keep you. Now you go on and may God look good. Forget those things that are behind and keep pressing forward. God bless you.
Look at somebody and tell them. people out there.